edition. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Of course, you can join us on our website as well over at freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find a whole lot of features. In fact, you can control the content of the site. When you find something online that you think's interesting, you can submit it as show prep there, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like what you've submitted. The most liked to make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over, get interactive, Free Talk Live. We're going to be, of course, talking with some special guests in our studio, and I say, of course, not because it's normal to do that on Free Talk Live on Saturday nights or any night. Normally, it's just an open phones panel discussion talk show about whatever you want it to be about. But here we're at Porkfest, which means things are a lot different, meaning one...
The Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Right, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. One, we're actually not anywhere near Keene. We're a couple hours away in the north part of New Hampshire, Lancaster, right across from the beautiful White Mountains. Deserves a mention every single night because they are absolutely spectacular. You were commenting off the air about how you never get tired of looking at it.
The view here, I can't tell you how many times I've talked about it on the air, but I really do love it. It's just amazing to see the White Mountains here and the vistas, and you know, when they're in the fog, when they're in the sunlight, when it's raining, it's always beautiful.
Yeah, and I was just struck by it yesterday morning. I was up all night long the night prior, and stayed up for the sunrise, and it was just absolutely spectacular. And I can tell you, it wasn't just the drugs, because there was a guy there that was really drunk, and he loved it too. it was fantastic. But
glad I keep you away from my child.
Great to be here tonight, and thanks to everybody for coming in. Thanks. How was Porkfest? Has it been great or what?
Yeah.
So we've got, as I said, lots of people that we can talk to here. We will still take your calls about anything you want. 855-453 is the number. We can also talk about some of the fun stuff that's been going on here at Porkfest, because the week has just been packed. It has been loaded with things to do. And even though the rain finally hit today, it's still been an amazing time with just spectacular weather all week long. Normally it rains more than once during Porkfest, so one day with rain on it, you know, not the end of the world. And of course things are still going on as normal. Folks are still out there cooking up fresh food for people. I had some Cajun food today for lunch from Thunder Dave, straight from Louisiana.
Sweet.
And it was excellent. It was one of those places kind of off the beaten path. It's not along the main Agora Alley, and Thunder Dave says he likes it that way because he still gets plenty of business out there, and it's more of a quiet kind of atmosphere for people to enjoy a meal. So you've got a range of, you know, everything from the hustling, bustling cooking of Mandrick down to the pavilion, where there's literally a line at almost all times throughout the entire day, to you know, leisurely sit down kind of dinner over at Thunder Dave's. It's
great. There's some other Cajun cooking. There's you know, the your mouth, our gullet guys,
our food, your gullet.
That's whatever it is. Yeah, those guys, and you know, they having fun and making it all interesting. There's you know, another trailer over there for serving food. There's lots of places to get food around here.
It's so much fun. We've actually got somebody on here that we're going to bring on as a guest. His name is Eric. And Eric, you're one of the guys involved with BitInstant.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, among other things.
Now, I wanted to make sure that we didn't cover the same ground tonight as we did last night, because we had Roger on, who's also involved with BitInstant. And BitInstant, obviously, I think is a pretty big deal, because it makes it easy for people to get their hands on Bitcoin. But that's not the only thing that you've got that you're involved in when it comes to Bitcoin. What was it that you wanted to share with us tonight?
Yeah, well, there's a couple things. First, I wanted to share what we did last week. We were in Vienna. A few of us were flown out to Vienna to see a new device that is being created for Bitcoin specifically. It's a little tiny card that will fit in your wallet, and it has a screen, and you can basically use it to send Bitcoins or receive them with others in your area. Using a mesh network. So it doesn't.
What is a mesh network?
Yeah, so a mesh network is just a network that creates itself spontaneously with other devices in the area.
So you don't need to have an internet connection for a mesh network.
Right.
So it's a little Bitcoin screen that looks like the size of a credit card that allows you to send bitcoins to other people without the internet, without an internet connection.
Yes, and it also doesn't require a power connection because it is completely solar powered, and you can also bend it.
Unbelievable.
Well, if you put it in your wallet, I mean, not much sunlight gets in my wallet.
Yeah.
But if you put wear it on your hat?
It gets power from a number of ways. Every time you push the buttons, it gets power when you can bend
it. It's like Oyster Perpetual. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is like space age. That sounds really fantastic.
Does it exist? Did you see one of these things?
Yeah, we saw it. We played around with it. It's technology that's being built by these guys over in Europe, and it's not really available on the normal market, so most people would have no idea that this stuff exists.
How long until it's available?
They'll start producing probably in January.
So exciting. Now, I was watching, there's a video that you suggested that I go watch, and even though the internet here is just dreadfully slow, I was able to stream most of the 4-plus minute video prior to the beginning of the show. I haven't seen the entire thing yet at this point, because again, limitations on internet connections up here in Rogers Campground. But this card, the video makes it look like it does a whole lot more than just transfer Bitcoin.
Yeah,
you can send messages and things like that.
The technology allows for all sorts of things. They've been building this card for about 5 years, which is longer than Bitcoin has existed.
Mm-hmm.
So it was built with other features before Bitcoin. And then when Bitcoin came out, they're like, wow, this is exactly perfect for our card. So they've retooled it to be Bitcoin specific, and it all can also do some other fun stuff.
So in case we're just, you know, in the danger of treading over stuff that you want to talk about,
what Bitcoin is briefly.
Yeah, so Bitcoin is this what? Internet currency. It is non-tangible, but allows you to send and receive money. It's completely unhackable. It is not inflatable. So unlike other government currencies where, you know, governments claim to be so competent at controlling the marketplace, but they keep on crashing it into the ground over and over again, in collusion with the banks, Bitcoin disallows that kind of thing.
And it's not government related in any way, shape, or form.
Right. So, I mean, whatever realms that people believe the government should be involved in, very few people believe the government should be involved in manipulating currency markets, and especially
I think most people believe that governments have to print money because that's the way it's always been.
But apparently, people don't know what gold is.
Bitcoin, I think, is going to help change that perception because it really puts money back in the hands of the people.
Right. And it shows that money can work without government. And it's not just a theory, but it's actually working right now.
Well, right.
Now
I can't imagine anybody doesn't think that money can work without government. Really? I mean, there's mouth-reading people out there.
Some people think you can't have the trash picked up without government.
I mean, the 5,000 years of gold out there, and people think that governments need to be involved in money?
Well, people think that gold screwed up the money, so they say that that's why the government.
Right, I heard one person one time say, doesn't gold cause inflation? How can gold cause inflation? Inflation means printing money. You cannot print gold.
But that's just it. These people, they don't understand inflation. I mean, when you go to a government economics class in government high school, which I slept through most of mine, but when you are there and awake, they will tell you that inflation is a rise in prices. So, I mean, people just don't even understand from the beginning.
Yep.
If you don't know what the words are that you're saying, then you're not communicating.
If you look at silver or, you know, choosing another precious metal, compare it to gas prices 3 or 4 decades ago, then compare them today, you'll see that gas prices are constant.
You're
relatively constant compared to precious metals over that time period. So this is a willful ignorance when it comes to real money.
Well, I don't think most people pay attention to the price of silver, and they certainly don't know what the historical price of silver is.
Well, they've heard me now.
No, I majored in economics in college. I took classes called the History of Economic Thought. Not a single time during my tenure there did we ever even mention the term Austrian economics.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear that word until I got out of college.
So there you go. I mean, somebody who actually went through an economics education completely in the dark about these things. The average person, they don't know this stuff. So it's important to talk about it. I'm glad that we've given a baseline. Bitcoin is something new. It's exciting. It's completely disconnected from governments. But let's get back into this Bitcoin card. The website, by the way, is bitcoincard.org. You guys are in talks. You and, I guess, the BitInstant guys are in talks with this, Russian oil magnate or something?
Yeah, a few of us were invited to fly out there to check it out because we're very involved with the community, and he wanted basically to get our feedback, and he wanted us to go back to the community and tell them about this thing that he was building. So we went out there there were about half a dozen of us, and we met this guy and got to check out this card firsthand.
So he's basically just some wealthy Russian oil dude who's got a bunch of money that he wants to throw into Bitcoin to help this make this happen.
Yeah, he's a serial entrepreneur from Siberia. He's an extremely interesting person, and like many of us, when he discovered Bitcoin, he just went crazy for it, and so he's using his resources to start helping to build the infrastructure around it.
Because people who have a real understanding of economics, real economics, can see that there's a lot of potential in Bitcoin, and and it's understandable why people would go crazy for it. So we can talk more about that here in a moment. The Bitcoin card, it sounds fascinating, and I want to know more about this mesh network and how, you know, this can work without the internet. That's confusing to me. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you gotta get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone. And the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh. He ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. We can still take your calls, even though we're out in the middle of, well, pretty much nowhere. We're up in the northernmost portion of New Hampshire. It's a place called Coos County, and it's right next to the White Mountains. We're at Rogers Campground for the 2012 Porcupine Freedom Festival, where the campground is absolutely packed full of people. I guess I can't say it's packed full. We're not at capacity yet. There is room for this event to grow, which means there's room for you and your family, your friends, to come up here next year. It's too late now. This is the last night. It's going to be the last bash, and inevitably a lot of people, I imagine, have already begun their Saturday night partying experience. There's going to be... Mark, you're here now. I want to turn your mic on.
I think they started that on Thursday.
The party's been going on all week, but it's also a family event at the same time. In fact, Mark, you're here with the family. You've got Jack, your 4-year-old son, and your wife and dog. Everybody's here. What was the family activities going on today?
There was an ice cream social, and I'm playing on the playground and swimming in the pool and doing all the things that families enjoy doing. They had some giveaways, some games and giveaways of little toy prizes and stuff like that. And you know, the kids are loving it.
Excellent. So there's always something to do for the family. And Julia and I were walking around the park today, and she commented on how the playground here is an old school playground. Like, it's got all metal equipment. It's got all the stuff that's like completely been banned from all the new like government safety playgrounds that they have at the park. So you get the merry-go-rounds, which, you know, I guess they don't
have a merry-go-round on a regular.
They don't make those anymore, do they? No. Like,
there aren't any teeter-totters. I've got to say that was a true torture device. I mean, you know, setting it up where you have this zero-sum situation where people are just going to jump off and
it's horrible. I agree with you. I mean, I've seen more injuries on a teeter-totter than anything else, but it's a lot of fun, and you know, you can bring the family up here, you can be a single person, a couple, whatever, you're going to have a blast at Porkfest if you love the ideas of liberty, if you want to be around other people that understand what freedom means, and of course freedom means the ability to live your life as you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else in the process. So go to porkfest.com, porcfest.com, to learn more.
Tell you about a really interesting device we've been using at my house. It's called the Sea Crane Company's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. Now, if you've been listening to AM radio for, you know, going on a few years now, you know that the Sea Crane Company makes only the best products. And, you know, they spend time and engineering in order to make products that last. Fine. The Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3, however, allows you to get Wi-Fi reception in your home or wherever it is that you have one. I mean, you know, here on the campsite, we're using Wi-Fi hotspots. It allows you to get reception for up to a mile. At my house, I can actually see my neighbor's networks, which is amazing. And, you know, if you've got a big place and the reception, say, up in your upper office is bad and, you know, down the kitchen is good or wherever, this will change all that. So it's called the Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. I highly recommend it, and it's been working for us at my house. So you can go to ccrane.com. That's ccrane.com. And when you check out, you can mention Free Talk Live there and get a free flashlight. It's ccrane.com.
Yeah, those guys are pretty serious about good electronics and good radios. Our number here again, 855-450-FREE. Again, the toll-free number allows you to take control of the airwaves. We're here with our special guest, though, to start things out tonight, to talk about some really just futuristic and exciting developments that are surrounding Bitcoin, which of course is a distributed online currency that has nothing to do. It's peer-to-peer. It doesn't have any central storehouses or central manufacturing locations or centralized anything. The whole thing's completely decentralized, and there are a lot of neat things that you can do with Bitcoin already. But one of the exciting things we were talking about earlier this week about Bitcoin is that, you know, there's no licensing fee. There's no corporation behind this. Nobody is claiming an intellectual property rights claim on Bitcoin. So if you want to go and create something that is involving Bitcoins, you just do it. You don't have to ask anybody's permission. And
thus, innovation is happening at an incredible rate.
Yeah.
Since you don't have to go through the court systems or ask for business licenses or do all these things that governments put in your way, things are happening at an incredible speed. Bitcoin was this novelty on the internet a year ago, and today you can buy, sell, and trade and live your life with Bitcoins.
You can buy food here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival with Bitcoins, and more vendors. I think Roger told us from BitInstant.com last night that something like 80% of vendors here are accepting Bitcoins, which is incredible. So Eric, you're here from BitInstant.com, and you were talking about the Bitcoin card, which folks can go and kind of get a preview of at bitcoincard.org. I've been watching the video here during the breaks, and it just seems like this amazing technology that we'd see in some sort of future space travel like sci-fi show. But you're saying this thing is here. It's a flexible card that's solar powered that can actually be used as essentially to transfer bitcoins back and forth, even send text messages to people. And it, the more users there are of it, the more effective it is, right?
Yeah, it makes it a mesh network with all the other devices in the area. So.
Which is independent from the internet.
Right. It doesn't require the internet to work with the mesh network. And then if anyone is on the internet also connected to this mesh network, then it will broadcast transactions out to their larger internet. So this
card can hook up to the internet as well.
Yeah. You'd have what are called like a dongle node, which is somewhere in the vicinity that would also connect to the internet. But that's not required. So the mesh network can just work by itself. And then any connection that you would need to the outside world can be done very easily also.
So exciting. So what else is there something relevant that we should talk about this card? Because obviously I'm totally new to it. So like what's this going to change?
Well, it's cool in the, I know a lot of listeners are into like, disaster preparedness. And this is the kind of thing that can work. You know, people say Bitcoin, you know, maybe that's interesting, but if the internet goes down, everyone's screwed.
Yeah.
This is technology showing that even without government infrastructure, even if the entire internet went down, even if the electric grid failed, this kind of thing, which is still high tech, can operate without any of that infrastructure.
So how does it work? Because in Bitcoin, you have to these blockchains, which I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I guess it's information. So this information has to propagate through the other Bitcoin people.
To get verified.
How does it do it on the cards? How does it this information fly around? Does it just go more slowly? Do these cards have to reach all around the world in this way? Or do they have to get to an internet connection? Does some cards somewhere have to get to an internet connection?
Only if you're trying to send money to someone beyond the mesh network. So say everyone here at Porkfest had these cards and there was no internet, you know, as if that's a hypothetical here. Say everyone here had one of those cards. Everyone can be sending money back and forth from their cards without access to the internet.
But when your card gets close to the internet, it says hi, and then it says
and then checks out what else other people are doing elsewhere.
So if we were in the middle of the woods, you and I, and we both had the cards, we could do business right there, and then it would fly up to the internet.
Yep, as soon as one of us was on the internet.
Now, these cards are interesting, but can't you just do this with your smartphone already? I have a program called, BitSpinner or something like that.
Yeah, that requires cell service. So you're relying on that infrastructure, and cell phones often always run out of power.
This is something you can literally just keep in a wallet, and you said it's solar-powered. You can also power it by pressing on it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, you can just bend it back and forth, and it'll charge it.
And charge it.
Yeah. It's not like you have to sit there for 10 minutes. It's just in average use.
What is it going to cost? I mean,
they would retail for about $10 to $25, somewhere in that range.
So cheap.
Yeah.
And it's going to do more than just be a Bitcoin wallet, right? Like you'll be able to send messages or something like that?
It can, according
to this video.
Yeah, it can do other stuff, but the reason we're interested in it is primarily for its financial implications.
Sure, but the more useful it is, I mean, the more likely somebody's going to pick this thing up.
Yeah, but I mean, phones can do text messages already.
Sure, but if the mesh network thing's going on, then I don't have to use my phone signal to send a text message. That could be useful for activism to have activists in an area be able
and
to.
And it can't be shut down by the government.
Think about the revolutions in Egypt and those places. They were shutting down the internet entirely.
I'd like to keep our listeners up to date on the Bitcoin card, and so please let us know. And by the way, thanks for stopping in tonight.
Yeah, no problem.
You can go more to learn go there to get your Bitcoin. Free Talk Live.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We're here live Saturday edition of the program, and we're actually in person at the Porcupine Freedom Festival here with a wonderful studio audience and at a campground packed full of liberty-minded people that actually give a damn about freedom and are willing to do something about it. Many of them have already made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and others are considering making that move. You can always go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what's going on there.
Also, you can get your liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You could do it for the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds of different liberty sayings there. You can just go through and browse the, you know, all the bumper stickers there. They're, you know, witty bumper stickers. Check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's libertystickers.com. Also, if you, you know, maybe you do flea markets or you've got a retail store or something like that, they sell in bulk. They'll create custom stickers for you. Whether it's your band or your church or your business, whatever it is you need a bumper sticker for, it's libertystickers.com.
All right, so we're here at Porkfest 2012, and we've got Eric with us from BitInstant.com, also involved in a number of other Bitcoin-related projects. Actually, I asked you to stay on a little extra here tonight, Eric, because I think Jerry in Portsmouth, Virginia, may have a question regarding Bitcoin. And, you know, Mark and I know a thing or two about it, but clearly you know way more than us. So, Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Eric.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Just twofold, and I'll let you go. Concerning the Bitcoins, is there any appearance of them in the Commonwealth of Virginia at all? And if so, where would a person go to at least look at one or see what the exchange is or anything about it?
Well, we did a bad job of explaining what Bitcoins were, I'll tell you, because Bitcoins are all around the world.
Yeah, Bitcoin is a global system, not constrained to any any national territory or anything. So
what was the map? Mark told me about a map that you can look at where, like, the Bitcoin's transactions actually just pop up all over the world.
Yeah, online you can see a transaction, a globe that basically spins around and shows you every transaction as it happens in real time.
But Bitcoin's
you know what the website is?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's blockchain.info.
Okay.
And there's a number
it's
of...
It's too big for you to do here, Ian. So basically, Bitcoins exist wherever the internet exists, and you can go and get them by going to, say, bitinstant.com. They have more than 700,000 locations in the United States, Brazil, and Russia, CVS, 7-Elevens, Walmarts, major banks, where you can deposit cash and then get Bitcoins.
I'm sorry, can you get that .com again?
Yeah, bitinstant, B-I-T, instant, one word, .com.
Okay.
So there was this, what I was talking about, there was this actual map. Are you saying that at blockchain.info you can see a map?
Yeah, you have to scroll down and find one of the links over there.
I see, because there was another site that you just typed in the actual URL and it took you right to a map. But there are maps online where they show you, because the Bitcoin network is completely open. You can go and you can examine, you know, all the different transactions that are going on. It's completely transparent in that way. Of course, it can also be used anonymously, so while it's transparent, there is the possibility for anonymity. But like, so at any time, you can register where all these transactions are happening, and they literally are popping up everywhere. So I imagine a number of people are in Virginia that are supporting Bitcoin and are on the network and all of that.
Yep, and if they don't wish to be known that they're in Virginia, then you'll never know about it. But some of them don't mind connecting Bitcoin with their real-world identity. And they're all over the U.S.
And you can look at a Bitcoin, sort of. There's a physical Bitcoin out there, Cascasius or something like that.
Yeah, none of us know how to pronounce the word.
But there's also Bitcoin cards that people have made, which have Bitcoin addresses on them or in them. And so there are physical representations of Bitcoin, but ultimately, Bitcoins exist only online for real.
Yeah, just like all the money that you're using, right? When you log into your online bank account, you're seeing digital money there. It's no different than that, except that whereas dollars can just be printed at whim, Bitcoins cannot. So, you know, you tell me which one's virtual.
Okay,
so, Jerry, does that answer your question?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, on another subject, I noted that you're there with a lot of people. Maybe I'm 57 years old and on a completely different subject. I don't know if there's anybody there in their 50s or late 40s that remembered the rock group Styx, S-T-Y-X.
Styx? Yeah, sure.
Okay. And
we got Mr. Roboto right here, actually.
I'm sorry?
We got Mr. Roboto right here.
Mr. Roboto, well, that's what I was going to ask you about, ironically.
He says, Domo Arigato.
Okay. At the very end of the song, he identifies himself, I will, Dennis DeYoung does, as Kilroy. And I was just wondering if anybody there knew that what that term actually meant. I've heard it all my life since I was a kid, but not to be confused with Killjoy, but of course, but what the term Kilroy means.
Kilroy was here?
I understand, Kilroy was some kind of meme, some kind of idea, some kind of fun little thing from World War II, where somebody would draw a picture of a cartoon guy looking over a fence or something like that. It was a straight line with some fingers over the top of the fence.
And his nose hanging
the top
over.
Top of the head, and then the little nose going down. And that was Kilroy. I think that somewhere I have read that Kilroy actually stood for something. But, you know, sadly, I don't have the internet.
Wow. Well, you told me a whole lot more than I knew, which was nothing. I appreciate your show. Thanks very much.
Very good. Hey, thanks, Jerry, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Bill, also listening out in Virginia. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Eric. Hello there.
Yes, I've got a question about the Bitcoin.
Yes, sir.
Y'all say that y'all can send messages. Like, if I want to send a message to you, that it could not be, like, it's not the same as on the internet, correct? Therefore, it can't be hacked or anything like that, or nobody else can see it unless I... Is that correct?
Now, Bill, you're talking about the Bitcoin card, which is in development regarding its message sending capability. Eric, what do you think? Is that?
Yeah, I mean, the message thing is sort of an auxiliary function, but Bitcoins themselves are transmitted anonymously between people.
But if two people have these, cards and there's no internet connection around, then their messages can be sent completely. Is it secure?
Correct.
Is it secure when that stuff's sent?
Anyone on that mesh network can probably read it.
Interesting.
But since it's not connected to the internet, the other rest of the world cannot.
Got it.
Yeah,
Bill, does
that answer your question? Still there?
Yep. Go right ahead.
Now, we have to let, say, for example, the military decides to adopt something like that. It says, "Hey, we're just going to have the mesh network." For the military, they, that way they could send messages back and forth, like in battle zones, something like that, in war zones.
I'm sure they've already thought of that and have many mesh networks deployed around the world. It's not a new concept.
Okay,
very good, Bill. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
The difference is that their mesh networks cost 100 times to implement what one does in the free market.
Yeah, and these cards are amazing, and they're, you know, the size of a credit card, basically. They're going to cost 10, 20 bucks, something like that. Eric, again, once again, that's bitcoincard.org. Bitcoincard.org.
Yep.
Now, all right, so while we still got you here, talk about something else that's relating to Bitcoin, some other interesting development. How about gambling? What about, you know, in what way is Bitcoin allowing people to have more freedom regarding gambling these days?
Right, okay, so since Bitcoin allows anyone anywhere to send money instantly to anyone else, obviously that allows people to get around gambling payment restrictions. So,
which the U.S. government has forced upon
payment
providers.
Because we're a free country, we do not allow many things. And one of those is to wager your own money on things that you wish to play.
Well, no. You can go to an Indian casino or Vegas or Atlantic City or, you know, some government-approved casino, and you can blow your money there all you want. But you can't do it online with vendors or processors, card processors and banks that are based out of the United States.
Right. The payment processors get in trouble, so they do not allow it. And thus, you can't play all sorts of gambling games online because the payment processors won't deal with it. Bitcoin is not a company and just does whatever you tell it to do. So if you say send money to this website, the money will go and no one can stop it.
So nobody can put pressure on Bitcoin. There's no political pressure that can come down on the CEO because there is no CEO. There's no corporation.
Right. And compare it to something like eGold, where everyone was very excited because it's gold, and it was a digital way so people could transact money. But
they went after those guys.
They went after them because it was a company, and they could do the same with any sort of gold depository that gives you electronic accounts. So that's why, you know, gold, no matter how digitized it can never be as interesting or effective as Bitcoin, because there would have to be a central party involved in that, whereas with Bitcoin, there's none.
I think that silver and gold have a valuable place in the alternative money world, and that is that if you are doing person-to-person transactions, gold and silver make that pretty easy. But for a transaction with anybody anywhere else, I mean, Bitcoin's the way to go. And now we're seeing that with these new cards, Bitcoin's going to be the way to go even for person-to-person. So it's getting even easier as there's more development on the Bitcoin. All right, so our number here, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live from Portfest 2012.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. We're here live at Porkfest 2012. You can, of course, bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. It doesn't have to be about Bitcoin or anything that's happening here at Porkfest. And there is a lot happening here at Porkfest.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Thank you. The Porcupine Freedom Festival. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Although there is pork for sale here. There was some Cajun pork available at Thunder Dave's booth today, which I actually had the Cajun beef, and it was excellent. Food all over the place being cooked without government permission. No one has asked for any kind of health code permit or begged any government bureaucrats to be able to sell, because in some places, you know, there's these sales tax guys that come around. Of course, we're in New Hampshire, so there's no sales tax here in the first place, so that's not a problem. But people are just doing it. They're just getting out there, and they're serving customers, and there's T-shirts for sale and pipes and all kinds of different things that are available here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Of course, it's the last day. We're in the final evening. We've been here all week long. This is now our seventh show done from Rogers Campground here throughout the week. You started out, Mark, on Sunday night, which was actually Porkfest Eve, and you did a show then. And we've been here all week long. It's been great. Had all manner of different folks on the air with us here. And most of them don't come back on a second time, but some of them are extra special, like our very own former co-host, Dale Everett, who is here with us from FlamingFreedom.com. And Dale, you host your own show now twice a week at FlamingFreedom.com Tuesday and Saturday night. So tonight you are actually going to be the final radio program produced from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
It's quite an honor.
Yes.
Looking forward to it tonight.
But it also means you have to give up your Saturday night as well. So
yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, but
it's the most fun I have at Porkfest is doing the show live.
Show?
Yeah, we did it last year and we did it at Liberty Forum and it's always a blast.
You had a lot of fun with the an event that you put on called the Bigger Gayer Dance Party. Is that right?
Right. It was Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party the first year. Second year, it was Buzz's Bigger Gay Dance Party. So this year, we took it over with her. At her request, mm-hmm. And it's the Bigger Gayer Dance Party.
So, now I was there, and what I saw was a lot of heterosexual guys dressed kind of funny. But what makes this event gay?
Well, drag queens.
There were some drag queens there, yeah, no doubt.
Great decorations, balloon drops.
I mean, how many drag shows go on in Lancaster, New Hampshire?
Right, exactly. Andre was fantastic. Super Gay Dre is his His performance name, yeah. So
how many
fantastic.
How many what crossdressers? So what's the term we should use here? crossdressers were in the show.
Drag queens, I think.
Oh, drag queens.
I believe there were about eight.
Yeah, there's really? At least a half.
Not
a dozen.
Counting, I don't think that counted Andre.
And they were like coming up here special, like they were like professional drag queens.
Yes, professional drag queens that we hired for the show.
And so was the show profitable? I mean, if you hired people for the show, there was a big tent.
I consider it profitable if we successfully did the event and didn't lose money. And we haven't crunched all the numbers and figured everything out, but I'm fairly confident that we're not in the red. And that's all that matters.
You're not the kind of person that makes radical statements either, so I'm reasonably certain if you say fair.
I'm extremely conservative. I'm extremely conservative in my statements. I think we're fine.
So if it's in the black, that means it's going to come back next year?
Oh, yeah. That's. We just want to see that there's enough support for this to keep it going. It seems like in the 3 years that it's happened that it has become a staple of Portfest. That's my perception of it.
It's the most fun you can have at Portfest, in my opinion.
So there are definitely things that go on at Portfest.
The crowd loves it. Yes. At least some of the crowd.
There are definitely things that go on at Portfest that are adult in nature, and definitely things that go on that are family in nature. Where would you put the Big Gay Dance Party on that?
It's for open-minded families.
Right. I would say, yeah.
Ian?
There were some teenagers, for instance, who expressed interest in coming and asked if they were allowed to, because it was listed as an adult, like 17 plus event.
Oh, really?
And I said, as long as your parents are okay with it and aren't going to get upset with me for selling you tickets, then I'm not going to check IDs.
What could somebody be upset with?
Were
there drugs being handed out?
No, I didn't see any of that.
Alcohol being served?
There was a topless girl there.
Okay.
There was a topless girl, yep. You're right. And to me, that's not nudity, but that's a whole other subject we don't have time to get into.
All right.
There was a topless girl. There were some very scantily dressed people, but no one was nude.
One of the participants chose to take off their top, and then that was not stopped by the people who were putting on
the
event.
I'm not going to stop that.
So there were people dressed up as people of the other gender.
Sure.
So that could bother.
And there were some cuss words by some of the drag queens. They said they dropped F-bombs and things.
Okay.
So there was a little bit of that. But I would say it's nowhere near as outrageous in terms of maybe being really offensive to someone, unless they're just really offended by gayish things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was just trying to figure, F-bombs is enough to keep me and my family out. But,
you were there.
I walked in.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to see you and your little tutu.
You did.
Well, he wore the tutu to the show afterwards.
How did I know that was going to happen?
I wore the tutu all day, actually, after.
Yeah. As shocked and appalled as I might have been by it, I still can't see the future. I just wanted to see what
he's still wearing, his flat bracelets.
And like I said, I saw a lot of heterosexual guys running around like Speedos or something like that. And so, that was the event as I saw it.
Someone was wearing nothing but like a thong with a
Che Guevara.
Right. Thank you. With Mickey Mouse ears as his loincloth.
Oh my. I totally missed that.
And that was pretty outrageous.
So it was. I'm glad it went off so well. It was your first time organizing the Bigger Gayer Dance Party. It sounds like it's going to happen again, and I imagine it will be even bigger next year, hopefully. So
we would actually have to enlarge the venue because we were packed. We were filled probably to about a capacity. I can't imagine cramming more people in there. We'd need a speculum, you know.
Oh, my. All right. So flamingfreedom.com is where you can go to get more of Dale, and it's an LGBT-oriented freedom-themed radio program?
Yes, that's a good answer. We're trying to recruit people from the LGBT community, get the liberty message out to them, and especially get the message out about liberty activism in New Hampshire.
Well, I think it's really important because there is this kind of misconception by some people that the liberty movement or the libertarian movement is more conservative for some reason, and that it leans, because it's conservative would therefore be anti-gay, but first of all, it's not a conservative movement in any way, shape, or form, nor is it liberal. And it's certainly, the people I know are not bigoted at all. So, there's a lot of acceptance. Even though the majority of the people there were straight at the Bigger Gayer Dance Party,
they're obviously accepting.
Are very accepting.
It's overwhelmingly accepting. And there is this image that I work really hard to shatter, that being libertarian to a lot of people who might self-identify as liberal or Democrat, they think of us as ultra, ultra right-wing, and that is so not the case.
Yeah.
It's important to dispel that.
I think some people in the libertarian movement came from that direction. I certainly came from sort of the ultra-right-wing direction. But,
Once you get the liberty message, I think that that changes.
Plus, things are just different in New Hampshire. I mean, even here, when there were some prudes and bigots who tried to get gay marriage repealed, because we do have one of the six states that actually has gay marriage here in New Hampshire, when they tried to get it repealed,
passed legislatively.
Okay. So when they tried to get it repealed, there were actually Republican state legislators who spoke in favor of gay marriage and voted in favor of gay marriage.
They had to for it to happen. We have a predominantly Republican legislature here, and we still.
But it just goes to show that.
Well, they tried to repeal it, and it didn't happen. There was overwhelming support from the legislature that kept that from happening.
I think it just shows that even amongst the Republican community, things are a little bit different here than what you might expect in New Hampshire.
They really are a different breed of the stereotype of a Republican in New Hampshire.
All right, so anything else that you feel like you want to share about your experience at Porkfest thus far, like just away from the busyness and frustrations that might have been involved in organizing a dance party? You know, how else has it been for you?
I think the most positive impression that it's made on me is how many people came from overseas.
Oh, really?
You have to really be serious and not just came from overseas, but were here last year and came back.
Mm.
So there are people, I know someone from Scotland, I know a couple of people from Scotland who came here.
I know someone who came from Tokyo.
I know someone from Norway.
From Australia have come more than one time to Porkfest. So these are people who came, had such a great time, and went to tremendous expense and trouble to travel that far to come to Porkfest again. That should give you an idea of just how fun this event is.
Right. There must be something special going on if people are coming from that far away here. And, of course, some people are, you know, coming from elsewhere in the U.S., but they're coming at great cost. I was talking with somebody just before the show who, you know, has always wanted to come but just hasn't been able to afford, you know, the cost. Because it does, you know, it's not cheap to get in a car or get in a plane and come somewhere. So somebody who's, you know, living paycheck to paycheck or having a tough time financially managed to, you know, scrape some money together, carpooled up with somebody else to come up here and made it happen and was so grateful that they did.
Yeah, there were some reporters from Denmark, actually, I met, too. That was impressive.
Very good. Dale Everett from FlamingFreedom.com. Again, your show's on tonight. You can go to FlamingFreedom.com to check it out, get all the back episodes, and enjoy all that. It's totally free. FlamingFreedom.com. Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate you dropping in. We're here live from the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's still a lot to talk about. Of course, stuff in the news. Maybe we'll get to some of that news.
I hear Sandusky got found guilty.
Oh, is that right?
That's
right. I'm totally disconnected.
Right. I've been a week out here, and it was it's hard not to clap for that. I've been a week out here, and I didn't know anything was going on. I just managed to get on the internet briefly because the connectivity is really bad here. Saw that was the case.
I kind of like being disconnected from the rest of the world out here. It's like being somewhere that's, you know, whatever is going on south of the White Mountains doesn't matter right now because I'm at Porkfest. 855, I'll deal with all that crap on Monday. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. Still more to come here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live from Porkfest 2012. 855-450-FREE.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at C-Crane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic, plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived, organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Youngevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.